what a wonderful time it is to be in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for you, 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 and you that have joined us right here on Faith Talk Podcast. I am your host, Evangelist Lolita Jones. It is a blessing and a pleasure to be in the land of the living, to serve the Most High God, to be a child of the King. It is a blessing to be handpicked by God. I hear you. Handpicked by God to be His child. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you ever been handpicked before? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God that He chose me before the foundations of the world was laid, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. And He found great pleasure in choosing me. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm smiling. I know you can hear and see my smile in the spiritual realm because I'm excited of who my Father is. My Father, I don't know about your Father, but my Father is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Creator of heaven and earth. And I love bragging about my dad because my earthly father is an outstanding man. I love him to life. I am his princess. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm a daddy's baby. But one thing about it, if my earthly father know how to give good gifts to me, what more would my heavenly father do when I ask him? And I thank God that my heavenly father loves spoiling me. Yes, I am spoiled by both my daddies. And I thank God that my daddy, my earthly father, taught me about my heavenly father. And I am just full of bliss right now, knowing that I am wanted, knowing that I'm not tolerated, but I am loved, knowing that He soothes my down and He calms my fears. Hallelujah. Knowing that God, He's thinking about me. His thoughts of me are good and not of evil. I live in the active process of my Father's mindset. And I thank God that while He's thinking about you, while He's thinking about everybody else throughout this earth, He's thinking about Lolita. That's excitement for me, knowing that someone is grand and wonderful, someone that is great and awesome, someone that is so full of grace and mercy, thinking about me. And I thank God for His love. I'm not going to cry, but I'm just in love with God. You may say, if you're in love with somebody, that's easy for you to fall out of love. No. I may fall out of love with you, but with my heavenly Father, I have an intimate relationship with Him, and I love Him with all my heart. I love Him with all my soul, my mind. There is nothing that I will withhold from Him. Nothing I will withhold from my God. Why, Lolita? Because it's His anyway. Hallelujah. He only lend it to me. He only let me borrow just a little piece of His favor. And I just thank God. I thank God. Do you love Him on today? Do you love Him on today? I know life can be hard, and all of us are lifing right now. We're on this side of COVID, and we're lifing right now. But I thank God that I can life in the loving arms of my Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I didn't even get on here to say all of that. I came on to introduce you to our speaker on this evening. Yes, this is our fifth week of our 30-day consecration, and we bless God because God is so good. Hallelujah. He's so good. 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 Ooh, I bless Him. I bless Him. I bless Him. I love Him on this evening. Oh God, I love Him. I love Him. I love Him. Father, I just want to thank You. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Yes, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and baptized in God, Holy Spirit, with a fire to live for the Lord, with a fire to tell every person that I meet, even if I don't meet them and they cross my path, I'm going to tell them about Jesus and who He is and what He done for them, how He hung on the cross, thinking about them, that they can be redeemed back into right relationship with our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. But we have a preacher on tonight. Yes, this is his third time around. One time for the Father, one time for the Son, and this time he's here for God, Holy Spirit. That's none other than Pastor Sylvester Battle Jr. from Richmond, Virginia. We thank God for this mighty man of valor. He supports and he has partnered with Life Changers Ministry, and we bless God for him. He is, like I said, a mighty man of valor. He loves the Word of God. He loves God with all of his heart. We thank God for his wife. Yes, Lady Louise Battle, for allowing him to just come and share the Word of God with the people of God. Hallelujah. Without a further ado, for without anything else being said, I just get ready. Just get ready. Get your Bibles out. Get your pads and your pencil and your pen if you have to. Get ready to take notes and get ready to receive a word from God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some glory for Evangelist Lolita. Amen. Amen. For life changes. Amen. What a blessing. Mighty woman of God, you are a blessing in the body of Christ. Definitely. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you now. We adore you and thank you for being good to us and being merciful and kind. Anything today, Father, said, done, not pleasing in your sight, forgive us. Blot out our transgressions, remove iniquities from our hearts. Father, we just bless you now. You know each one of us. You know what we need, God. You know what each one of us are facing, what we're going to deal with, God. Father, but we thank you, God, that you already made a way for us in every way. You made a way. In every way. And so we just bless you for it now, God. Enlighten us all, even as we speak, even as we hear. Enlighten us even the more by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, God, we're binding the devil's influence. We tear down the strongholds of the enemy. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Our ears are open to hear, God, what the Spirit is saying. God, we thank you right now. We bless you right now. Abo Shata, you inhabit the praise of your people, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, thank you, Evangelist Lolita, for allowing me to be able to minister the word of God. Thank God for the people of God that's listening. Let us be open to what the Spirit of God wants to do and do in our life tonight and hear what he wants to say. Let's go to Jude chapter 1, the book right before Revelation, Jude chapter 1, and we want our faith built in the word of God, increased in the word of God tonight, in the subject matters that we'll deal with and hit on. Jude chapter 1, we're going to start with the 20th verse, very familiar with us, and you already know it. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Read that again. Jude 1, start with verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. The thought for tonight will be stay built up in God. Stay built up in God. We thank God for, again, the Life Change Ministry and what Evangelist Lolita is doing and with the saints of God. And this whole theme of raising your expectation has been a blessing. So in raising your expectation, raising our expectation, let's make sure we stay built up in God. Now, let's look at just a few points just to stay on course. We'll look at the power of your prayer, the power of your prayer. We'll look at building. We'll look at be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Point number three will be the Holy Ghost, our comforter and helper. Then we will mention also stay built up. And we are spirit, soul, and body, and out of your belly. We're just going to hit on a couple of points tonight, but let us be open to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How many of you are just free in Jesus? And who the Son makes free is free indeed. We're so glad that we, with God, our Father, we don't have to build up ourselves of no reputation. Hallelujah. Because God is the one to be glorified. And if it had not been for his love, his kindness toward us, if it had not been for his grace and mercy, my brother, my sister, we all would be consumed. But thank God. Hallelujah. Before we was formed in the belly, he already knew us. Listen, let's go now. Hallelujah. Now, this book of Jude, just let's do a little quick backdrop. Verse 1 of 1 Jude says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Let's look at that again. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Amen. Now, we see that Jude, of course, like the word say, he was a brother of James. So apparently he was Jesus' brother as well. Well, how you know that, Pastor? Well, let's just look at Mark chapter 6 right quick. Mark 6 and verse 3. Mark 6 and verse 3. He may have been Jesus' half-brother. You know what I mean? We believe the other ones had the daddy was Joseph, and we believe that they might have been half brothers. But let's look at this right here. Mark 6 and 3. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? Are they? And they were offended at him. Well, I just wanted to bring that point out, just to give us a little backdrop of Judah, of Jude. That is a big possibility that Jude was the half brother of Jesus as well. Amen. Now let's look at this. Let's look at this. Hallelujah. The power of your prayer. Now, staying built up in God, I want us, for whoever will listen to this, don't get caught up in if you're not praying in the spirit or not. Don't get caught up in if you're not talking in tongues or praying in tongues, because the subject matter is bigger than that. If God hear your prayer, and we're going to deal with that in a second, if God hear your prayer and if he's answering your prayer and if you're built up in him, you're being effective, and he's being effective in you, because the enemy will mess with folk's mind. He'll try to mess with people's mind if they don't speak in tongues or pray in tongues, but the devil is a liar. You got me? Anybody have the ability to do that. So I don't want nobody caught up in that, because you don't know who may listen to this. But let's look at this. Praying in the spirit, praying in tongues. You don't feel neglected or slighted or left out if you have not had that experience, because it's still not too late for you to have that experience. But let's look at this. Based on what the word say, the power of your prayer, the power of your prayer. Let's look at this. 1 Samuel 1. And y'all know who this praying woman was. It was Hannah, 1 Samuel 1, and we're going to start with verse 12, because I want us to see something. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli mocked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. See, I want us to see that, my brother, my sister. See, she was praying. She prayed in her heart to God. My brother and my sister, don't never let the enemy mess your head up concerning your relationship with God or based on what somebody else is doing. Talking tonight about staying built up in God. I wanted to cover that because I want you to know, if your heart speaking to God, If you speaking to God out of your heart, he hears you. Amen. Now let's look at something else here. Let's look at Psalm 5:1-2. Psalm 5:1-2. Psalm 5:1-2. The word of God say, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Right? Look at that. Then Amplified put it like this. Consider my groaning and sighing. Heed the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God. Amen. So just wanted to squash the fact of if a person is not praying in tongues yet, that they're not as effective and they must not be building themselves up. The devil is a liar. You can build yourself up. Now, the words say build yourself up in your most holy faith. Yes, praying in the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you all this part right here so the enemy won't mess with your head. Let's move on. Now, building yourself up. Now, be filled with the Spirit. Want your faith increased. I want your faith increased tonight to know that you can receive from God anything that you want. I want your faith increased tonight with your relationship with God, with our relationship with God, knowing that everything that God has already put in place for us is already enough. Amen. Building yourself up. Now, be filled with the Spirit of God. Where you go with that, Pastor? Ephesians 5. Let's look at that. Ephesians 5. We've got to give word, my brother, my sister. Got to give word. The word of God says, now offer two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. We got and rightly dividing the word of truth. Look at this. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. Start with verse 15. Ephesians 5. Start with verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit. Well, how? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Glory to God. That's another way, my brother, my sister, that we stay filled with the Spirit of God. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I want your faith increased. I want you to start expecting the miracle to spring forth in your life. Now, let's move forward. Look at this now. Thought of point number three. The Holy Ghost, our comforter and helper. The Holy Ghost, our comforter and helper. You know where we're going right there. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We're going to start with verse 26. Romans chapter 8, start with verse 26. The word reads, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Stay built up in God, my brother, my sister. Stay built up in God. Let's look at that again. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hey, Shatter, my brother, my sister, listen. We live in for the purpose of God in our life. Amen. God takes pleasure with our lives for his purpose for our life. He takes pleasure for the purpose he has in our life, my brother, my sister. We ought to be, our whole part of being here on this earth is being about God's business. Amen. And we be about his business, he going to take care of our business. Look at this. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Yes. And you heard me before say, listen, we want our thoughts. God will cause our thoughts to line up with his will. Good God Almighty. So anytime you got a head situation going on and you trying to quench that fiery dart of the devil, you just keep on speaking with the word of God. Say, Father, I thank you. Watch this, that the blood of Jesus cleansed my conscience from dead works. The blood of Jesus cleansed my conscience from dead works. And Father, I thank you that you caused my thoughts to line up with your will. Hallelujah. Stay built up in God. Stay built up in God. Now, let's look at this. John 14:26. The word reads, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever things I have said unto you. Look how the Holy Ghost brings the word of God back to our remembrance. Hallelujah. We got to spend more time being more keener to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Fellowshipping with the Spirit of God throughout the day. And if anything ever come up and we know that might not be pleasing to God, let us be quick there to ask the Father. Father, forgive us for quenching the Holy Ghost. Forgive us for grieving the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It be the Holy Ghost that be helping us get through these things, my brother, my sister. Yes, it be more God than us a whole lot of times. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Look at that. And then you know it goes into the peace of God. But now, let's look at also verse 17 of the same chapter. Verse 17 of chapter 14. Verse 17, the word reads, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know of him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. My brother, my sister, the devil can't deceive you because you got the witness on the inside. Look at that. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know of him, but ye know him. Hallelujah. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Then Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now let's look at that point again. The Holy Ghost, our comforter and helper. 1 John 2. Hallelujah. 1 John 2. Yes, yes, yes. 1 John 2. 1 John 2. The words read, verse 20. 1 John. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Good God Almighty, what's going on your inside, my brother, my sister? What is your inside saying? I know it's a lot of commotion on the outside, but what is happening in the inside of you? Do you have peace right in the midst of the storm? Do you have calm in the midst of all that confusion? Do you have truth right in the midst of lies? Amen. You know the truth. Because you got the truth on the inside. You got the Spirit of truth on the inside. And you know what the real deal is because you got an unction. You got an unction. You got an unction from the Holy One. And you know. Good God Almighty. That's right. The head will try to get in the way of the unction. But you know on the inside something ain't right. You know that something right here is kind of different. Amen. How do you know? Because of the Holy One on the inside. You got an unction. Good God Almighty, from the Holy One, and you know, somebody ought to give him praise right there. You got an unction from the Holy One, and you know, look at this, stay built up. Oh, yes, stay built up, my brother, my sister, stay built up. Stay built up. Point number four, stay built up. The spirit of man, watch this now, will sustain him. Stay built up. Proverbs 18:14. The words say, the spirit of a man. Now, watch this now. The spirit of a man. The spirit of a man will sustain him. Now, I'm bringing us that verse because I want us to understand the importance of us protecting our spirit, my brother, my sister. We are a three-part being. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in this fleshly body. It's important that we protect our spirit. Amen. The spirit of man will sustain him. Let's turn that. Let me turn right here. Proverbs 18:14. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? See, my brother, my sister, it's important that we keep ourselves in check for real. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? That's some serious stuff right there, my brother, my sister. Listen to this. Let's look at Hebrews 4:12. Hallelujah. Now watch this right here. Hebrews 4:12. Now, I'm not telling you nothing you don't already know. We just let our faith be increased by the word of God. Hallelujah. Now watch this right here. The word is the only thing that can teach us the difference between spirit and soul and body. Let's look at this. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Good God Almighty. Look how powerful the word of God is. My brother, my sister, listen. Look how we are in God. It's amazing of how God has made us to be. And just being able to comprehend the word of God is blessed all by itself, my brother, my sister. Before we were saved, we couldn't understand the word of God. It took the spirit of God to help us to understand the word of God. We had to be born again, my brother, my sister. So listen, you got to see yourself. You see yourself bigger in God. You see yourself the way God see you. You see yourself like God see you. Look at this. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. The school didn't teach us that, my brother, my sister. School did not teach us that growing up because it couldn't. The natural things could not teach us these spiritual things. For the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner. Could a yabo shout? A word will discern you, my brother, my sister, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hallelujah. Look at this. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen. Seeing that we have a great high priest. Glory to God. Listen to this now. Let's move on. We are a spirit. I'm coming in, y'all. I'm coming in. We are a spirit, have a soul, and live in this fleshly body. You already know where we're going with that. Genesis 1. I just want your faith increase. Amen. Want your faith increase, knowing that it is. You got the victory, knowing who you are in God. Want your faith increased in that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at this. You already know. Genesis 1:26-27. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our image and likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over all, and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Look what this said. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Watch this. So God created man in his own image. That's the spirit. We are spirit, my brother, my sister. We are spirit. Look at Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Look at that flesh. And watch this, breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We are tripart beings, and we already know that. We ought to know when each part of our life, each part of our being, each part of our being, we ought to know when something is trying to manipulate us, when something is trying to get to us, when something is trying to dominate us, we ought to recognize it even within ourselves. Why? Because we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in this fleshly body. Our spirit is just like, we watch this now, we are just like God because of our spirit. That's how God intended us to be. That's why he said, now the power of life and death is in your tongue. That's why Jesus said, you're going to have what you say. See, God made it. God made us to function just like him, my brother, my sister. He made us to be the creator. Hallelujah. He made us to speak things. He made us the sons of God. Watch this. He made us to flow like this because the earth moans and groans, waiting. Waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. So we are spirit. We have a soul, a mind, will, imagination, emotion, and intellect. And we live in this fleshly body. You know what this flesh about. If you let this flesh go unchecked, it'll try to do the same thing it did before it got saved. You already know. This flesh right here for the earth is good as long as it's functioning like it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? But if you let it have its way, we're going to have an issue, right? But we already know what to do with the flesh. Hallelujah. We know what to do. We know how to make them weak. We know how to make them sit down. We know the power of fasting and praying. We know how to make them sit down and go in the corner and shut up when we have to. You got me? Stay built up in him. We are a spirit, have a soul. We live in this fleshly body. Yes. So I'm closing. Watch this. I'm closing with out of your belly. I want your faith increased. Y'all already know. I just want your faith increased. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want us walking in victory. God have us walking in victory. He already made that thing work for us. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to function like he have us to function. John 7. Look at this word right here. Out of your belly. Now watch this now. John 7. Start with 38th verse. You already know. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believeth on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. And so we know now Jesus has been glorified. The Holy Ghost been poured out on the day of Pentecost. Glory to God. A person can be filled with the Holy Ghost by faith receiving the Holy Ghost, just like they received Jesus by faith. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. It ain't just no one way you can receive the Holy Ghost. But I know this too, and you know this too. There's many feelings, my brother, my sister. Amen. We might have been filled years ago, and we still praying in tongues, but we need a fresh anointing daily. Hallelujah. We need a fresh anointing. That's why he said, build yourself up. Hey, shaking. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now let's look at this. Read that again. Oh, yeah. I'm going to let y'all go. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. My brother, my soul, somebody right there just about to say, out of his belly. Good God Almighty. See, that's why, look at all that power we got on the inside when we function like God wants us to function. Look at all the ability that we have on the inside. He ain't say go down to the corner and get this thing. He ain't say go to 7-Eleven. He ain't say go to Walmart. But he said, watch this, out of his belly. Shaka. Oh, yes, sir. You got rivers on the Korabo share. You got rivers down there. Speaking of the Spirit, watch this. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Look at that. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But how many are glad that you already know Jesus is glorified? He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And I'm closing right here with 1 Thessalonians 5. Watch this. I'm giving you the scripture of closing. Right here, 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5. Oh, yeah. 1 Thessalonians, the word reads, you already know, my brother, my sister, 1 Thessalonians, want your faith increase. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, look what the word say. Hallelujah. Look what the word say. And the very God of peace will sanctify you whole. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I'm going to say that again, since it's the last scripture right here. And I just trust that y'all are just rejoicing in the word of God, in God, in his power, in his anointing. Look at how he got us. Hallelujah. Look at this. Look what he said. And the very God of peace, sanctify you. My brother, my sister, be sanctified. We ought to want to be sanctified. We ought to be glad God sanctified us, set us apart unto himself. We ought to be glad, even right there with our flaws, even right there with our faults. Father, thank you that I'm sanctified. Yes, oh God, forgive me for what I did. Forgive me for what I said. But I thank you that if I confess my sin, you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Father, I thank you that I'm sanctified. I thank you that I'm washed in your blood at Corbon Sunday. And I thank you, my God, that you called my thoughts to line up with your will. Watch this. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I want to read it in the Amplified, but I'm going to let y'all go because I know I'm running out of time. But let's just give God the glory right there. Just praise him. Just give him the glory. Just give him the honor because of who he is in our life. Can't nobody do us. Fire up, oh, shut up. Father, can't nobody do us. Hey, bravo, share. Can't nobody do us, Father, like you do us. Can't nobody strengthen us like you strengthen us. Can't nobody lift up our heads like you lift it up. And we thank you. You're the keeper of our souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for keeping us all of our life. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for filling us with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for sanctifying us unto yourself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that if you be for us, is more than the world against us. Thank you for favor, the Boshandia, favor, Boshatea, favor with you and favor with man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the miracles that you got us speaking out of our mouth. Thank you for healing us from the top of our heads through the soles of our feet in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you that everything that we put our hands to do, it prospers in the name of Jesus. Thank you that everything that we speak to, Kodobo Shandi, it changed for the better. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power. Every yoke, Kodobo Shate, every yoke, Kodobo Shandi, every yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your smearing on our life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hayabo Shata, Father, we bless you. Now, maybe somebody, Kobo Shatorabashia, it may be somebody that will listen to this that do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Listen, John 3:16, God's the word say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and to save you. And then do what Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 say. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him, the word of God say we shall be saved. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Call on the Lord, my brother. Call on the Lord, my sister. And for the backslider, the one that you know too much to stay away from God, don't let the enemy mess with your head no more. You already know. You can't even hardly sleep because you know too much truth. Confess sin to God, and he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess it and repent. Listen, God bless you. Thank you so much, Evangelist Lolita. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Glory to Jesus. Did you enjoy that word? Stay built up in God. Hallelujah. Stay built up in God. That's a vital necessity for every believer, to stay built up in God. Stay in your word. Stay in prayer. Stay in consecration. Do whatever you have to do to commune with the Lord God Almighty. Do whatever you have to do to stay in that intimate relationship with Him. Let nothing distract you from the intimacy, the intimate relationship that you have with the Lord God Almighty. Let nothing to distract you. We thank God for Pastor Battle. Oh my God. He is a preaching machine. Hallelujah. He a dancing machine too. If we was in person, you would see him twirl around and start cutting his step, because the man can dance. But we thank God. We thank God for the anointing upon his life. We thank God that it came with a price. I know it did, because anointing is not cheap. Hallelujah. Just think about the anointing that's upon your life. It didn't come cheap. Oh, no. You suffered for that. You cried many tears for that. You wailed and you laid in the floor for that. You consecrated and stayed in the face of God for that anointing upon your life. And we just bless God that He saw fit to anoint us as His children to go forth in the name of Jesus and to preach and teach the gospel of God's redeeming love. We thank God for you, and you. I ask you to visit us on our website, LolitaJonesLive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com. Or you can write there and follow us on Facebook. Yes, follow us on Facebook, Life Changers Ministries, LCM. Right there on Facebook. Yes, you can. And until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. is our prayer. And tomorrow we will be praying for the body of Christ worldwide. Hallelujah. We've been collecting names of churches from various pastors via the internet, and also those that have my number that text me. And we will be praying for church ministries, the whole body of Christ on tomorrow. We are praying, because that is my desire. It's not so much that your church will be filled to its capacity. No. It's not about that. It is that those that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness, that do not have a church home, they come and visit. And when they visit, they find a place in your ministry that God can be glorified in their life, and that they can see the miracle signs and wonders that God is, he's writing right in. He's performing, I should say, right in the midst of his people. Yes. And that we as believers get on one accord, because it's not about a color. Jesus, he destroyed that racial boundary. It's not about a denomination. Jesus, he destroyed that racial boundary. It is about lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, and that the will of God be done in this earth as he have it written in heaven. Yes. So join me tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Yes, 6 a.m. for prayer. And until then, continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.